Father God, we are so thankful for all of the blessings you have shown us already this week and today. And Lord, this is your word. These are your daughters. And we just give you all of this lesson and this lecture. We ask that your will would be done and that all that we say and do would glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to just give you a quick overview today of Hebrews. It's not going to take too long. We'll probably get out of here a little bit early. But Hebrews is a unique book in that we don't know the author. There's only one other book in the New Testament where the author isn't clearly stated. And that makes it unique. We know that the author is Greek speaking because it is written in Greek. We know that the author is well-educated. The Greek that it is written in is not the common spoken Greek, which is called Koinonia, and all of the rest of the New Testament is written in street language. But this book is written in a, what I call university Greek, very high classical. So we know that the author is very well-educated, and we assume that his audience is also educated in this higher form of Greek. He has a very strong knowledge of the Old Testament, and as we study, you'll see that he refers repeatedly. We know that the audience are Jewish believers. We know that they are probably in an urban setting. We will kind of see, as you read, it's fun to kind of do a little detective work and see if you can notice clues to some of these things. They are second-generation believers. He refers in the book to those who have gone before you. So they've probably sat under the apostles or their parents did, and they are now, we have moved on to the next generation. We know that he is writing before 70 AD because he refers to the temple and he does it in contemporary, not in past tense. And so we know that the temple and the sacrifices are still happening for the Jewish religion. We know that his audience is questioning their faith, and his whole book is answering the question for them. If God loves us so much, why is our life so hard? So if you keep that in mind, it kind of helps you as you go through that the purpose of this is he's encouraging these believers who are struggling. And I'm sure that we can all identify with that. We know that God's word, even though it had a specific purpose at the time, is written to us personally also. And so we can identify with that. Hebrews emphasizes the humanity of Jesus more than any other book in the New Testament other than the four epistles. There are more references to him, and we are going to see this glorious portrait of Jesus put together that is really powerful. And I encourage you, as you go through and you study this book, that you go slow, that you meditate and let some of that really marinate into your heart and down into your spirit, because it's powerful. It's really powerful. It's not something that you can just get in at a glimpse. We really are going to take some time, I think, and concentrate on this portrait of Jesus. There is no intro in this book. And this is where some of the questions come up. In all the other books, there's these intros. They state who the book is written to, the purpose, where. We don't know where these Jewish believers are. It states who it's from. But this author jumps right in. There's no introduction at all. And so I'm just going to give you a little sample, if you will allow me, and I'm just going to read to you the first four verses of Hebrews. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged out sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. We could spend all year studying those four verses. There is so much in there. But here's something that you can, I just want to give you a little taste today. What do we learn in these four verses? God is a communicator. He speaks to us, and he has always been. It is his nature to communicate. We see that he communicated in times past, and he is communicating today. He wants us to know him. He is not just giving us information, but this word here where it says that Christ is the exact representation and the likeness of God, that word from Greek translates character. So he is communicating to us his character, who he is, because he wants to have a relationship with us. He is telling us he's revealing himself to us. And these are the things that I'm really excited that we're going to explore this year and kind of go through as we see this beautiful picture of Christ and his humanity and how he was the perfect fulfillment of God's plan for us and for these Jewish believers. So if you've ever been discouraged and asked this question, why is my life so hard? Where is God? You are in the right place, because we're going to find out. And so I encourage you to go home this week and delve into this and sit at the foot of God. Let it marinate his character and who he is and what is he communicating to you in this lesson and each lesson these weeks. But just start today and just without an agenda. I'm learning to do this in my life, and it's very powerful to just sit and wait for him to envelop you with his grace, his love, and who he is, and just meditate on what he's done for you through the cross and through his grace and his mercy. So this is what we're going to do this year. I'm excited, and thank you for coming. You have encouraged me so much just by being here today.